Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
To Woman to Woman. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Woman to Woman. I am your host, Minister LaDon, and unfortunately this evening we will not be having Coach D join us. That's unfortunate for us, but for her it's extremely fortunate because she is off vacationing in Hawaii during this time. So we want to, of course, make sure that we send our love to Coach D. And just pray for her that she's having a good time, that she has an opportunity to refresh, rejuvenate, and just spend some time enjoying and relaxing and receiving the peace of God and getting the opportunity to fellowship with her family. So tonight's episode of Woman to Woman, I'm very excited to bring tonight's episode to you. We've been watching the Olympics. Most of you may know that the Olympics are going on. It's the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. And I must say, the United States is actually kicking butt. They're kicking butt in the Olympics. At this point in time, we're leading in the medal count. We have 28 gold, 28 silver, 27 bronze, and so that brings us with an 83 overall count in Olympic medals. So we're about 33 beyond Great Britain, almost 32 beyond China. Russia is at 38 count, and Germany is at 26 count, and so we are definitely kicking butt when it comes to the Olympics. And so everybody's talking about all of the champions and just all of the different events that are going on. And so tonight's show, we wanted to talk about what makes a champion, what makes anyone a champion. And we want all of our sisters to understand there's a champion that resides in each and every last one of us. We're all a champion in our own right. But we may not know or understand how to get that champion spirit on the outside of us. It lives on the inside of us, and, you know, you're walking through, you're going through life, and you have this desire, this great desire, this great urge to get things accomplished. You talk to yourself, you talk yourself into doing it, saying, I know I can do it. You're ready, you get prepared, and then life comes at you. And as life comes at you, sometimes we fall or sometimes we quit, and we don't know how to get back up. And speaking of falling, I want to share a story. I'm not sure if any of you out there listening has heard the awesome, awesome story about one of Great Britain's track stars, Mo Farah. He fell during his race. And this is just such an awesome story that I wanted to open us up with, and then, of course, go into prayer. But I wanted us to have an image as we go into prayer. Mo Farah was running in the 10,000-meter race. And unfortunately, he happened to fall on his running mate. And Mo Farah got right back up. Now, during his interview after the fall, and there's more to the story, but I'm jumping to his interview, Mo Farah admitted to thinking during his fall that his race was over, his dream to win the 2016 medal was over. He said, you know what, I thought it was over, but I just got back up and I started running because I wanted to be, you know, I just wanted to be tough. And so when Farah got back up, he had 16 laps to go. And, of course, we just now became aware that he thought it was over. But he dug in, he dug deep, and he started pulling into the lead. And he overtook the lead during those 16 laps. But guess what? When he overtook the lead during the last lap, Kenya's Paul Tanui, the runner from Kenya, he overtook Mo. And so it seemed at the end, after falling and getting back up and rushing to beat everybody, that Paul was going to actually win this race. But little did they know that Mo still had more to give. And in that final lap, he takes the lead back and goes on to win the gold medal in the 10,000-meter race. And so, you know, a lot of times in life, when we fall, we find it hard to get back up. Sometimes we don't know how to get back up, or it's just we find it so difficult to get back up. Even after, you know, we may claim that time is one of our issues or our challenges. We may claim that age or resources is one of our issues and challenges after getting back up. We may have gotten so far in life where we felt so accomplished and we've gotten so much done, and then all of a sudden we hit that corner and we fall. And it seems that we're starting all over again. But don't you know that when all you have to do is get back up, and God has everything else under control. It's up to you to get up, though. And so with that, we're going to go into prayer as we begin tonight's journey of finding the champion in you. So, Father God in heaven, we come humbly before your throne, giving you honor, Lord, lifting you up as Lord and Savior of our life, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the journey, Father God. We thank you for the trips and challenges that lay in the journey, Father God, because we know without those trips and challenges, we wouldn't understand success and we wouldn't see success, Father God. So we thank you for every weak area in our life, for it's those areas and during those times that we are able to see how strong you are, Father God. We thank you for the Spirit of God that you've left inside of us, Lord Jesus, that lets us know that whatever we face in this world, we can overcome and we can defeat, because your word says that there's no weapon formed against us that shall prosper, Father God. So we thank you for the ability to get back up, Father God. And we thank you even more so for the will to keep running and finish the race, Father God, even when all around us everything looks despairingly, Father God. Everything looks like there's no way we can win. There's no way that we can get to the finish line, Father God. We thank you that as we keep our eyes focused on you, we can be like Peter and walk on water, Father God. For your word says that these things, saying the things that you've done, these things and greater shall we do in your name, Father God. So we thank you for the greatness, Father God, that lies within us, that lies behind us, that we've already accomplished, and that lies ahead of us that we have yet to accomplish, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the champions that are inside of us. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you all the honor and the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Ooh. So anyways, let's get started on this journey. We've been talking about the Olympics. We've talked about how many medals that the U.S. has won, and we're often in the lead. And, you know, sometimes in life we are in the lead. We've done all that it takes for us to do. We've studied. We've showed ourselves accountable to take the lead role on our jobs or in our homes and our families and our friendships, and we're off to a great roaring start. And it looks like there's nothing in this world that can stop us or that can come against us. But everybody has a story and everybody has a journey. And don't you know that no matter where you are in life, no matter where you are in your journey, that as long as you're alive, there'll be challenges and issues for you to overcome. And with those challenges and issues, it doesn't matter how young, how old, how accomplished you are, how unaccomplished you are, God has a plan and a journey for you. I see that we have a comment at this time. I'm going to bring our guest in so that they can share their comment with us. And area code 562, last four digits, 1130. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good evening and welcome to Woman to Woman. I'm perfect. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't even know I pushed the button. But anyway, I just want to tell you, my girl, The Olympics is wonderful. To see such a beautiful black American swimmer, I was so impressed. I just smile every time I think about her. It's beautiful. I think maybe we had some more sponsors for some of those black children that have more kids in the Olympics. But, I mean, I can't stop smiling to see the the joy and, oh, I was just so, and I mean, I was just happy. I was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was, it's nice to see there's no problems. People, you know, yes, we had a little incident with the robbery. You know, maybe you should go out in the group, but, you know, things happen. But, oh, I was so pleased, and it was just so, so, so nice to see the accomplishment that, you know, these kids can be do the things that other people said they can't do. Yes, they can. And, oh, I'm
yes,
just so happy. I just want to say, yes, I just want to say, go, girl. I know my girl is out, but handle it, Miss LaDon. And yes, I'm just so happy, you know, for the Olympics. And I just, in 20 years, I hope when we have the next, you know, two or three, we'll, in you know, have more, you know.
Oh, definitely.
It's a beautiful event.
It is. You know, we've had so many record setters this year alone, that it's just been an amazing time with the Olympics. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this show, is just you get to celebrate in the awesomeness of it all. You're watching it very closely. And, you know, when you watch the athletes and you see how they do what seems so impossible, you can relate and pull that spirit out of yourself to know that you can do something that seems impossible in your life too.
Exactly. And you might not be an athlete per se, but there's a lot of different things in our lives that we can do that might, you know what I mean, that you can symbolize as being, you know, an athlete. You know, I was talking to a friend, and I was telling her about, and we talked about it before, the tongue. And I was saying, you know, a lot of people say what you can't do, but there's a lot of things you can do. And like I said, the tongue tells you all these things, what you can do. But in the same token, let that same tongue tell you what you can do and reassure you in life, you know. Because, I mean, I'm watching the Olympics. It's almost like I want to push over that finish line with them. I'll be stressed. I'm like, ooh, come on, swim, ooh, jump, ooh. But it's a beautiful event. Yeah, it's a beautiful event. I just pray that in many, many years to come, that people, we have more black athletes, you know. And a lot of times they're not out there due to sponsorships. So I hope that anybody's listening can help some of those young people out, because I know there's some black children in the hood that can swim. And my swim passes a lot of them.
Definitely.
More, you know, more people of color. It's not just black. You know, I like all people, but I, you know, it was nice to see the young black lady. But it would be nice to see some people of color. But see, they don't think of us because they need to sometimes maybe go down in places you might not really go, or you know, some of these parks in the hood, or, you know, in countryside. You know, they swimming in ponds. You know, they out swimming everybody. So, you know, for that fact alone, it was great. I'm enjoying. I really am. And the track and field was awesome. So, that's my comments for the night. And I want you to have a great show, girl. And, you know.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate you calling in. I sure appreciate you sharing your views. And I felt the excitement that you feel when you're watching the Olympics. I certainly felt that it was contagious. So thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
No problem. Have a blessed night.
You too. And definitely, I do appreciate our sister for calling in and sharing, because that's one of the biggest things about this show, is that without your comments, without your listener support, we don't know if we're affecting your lives. We don't know if we're bringing good and relevant information to you. So we definitely appreciate each and every caller that calls into Woman to Woman. And again, the Olympics, this time is an exciting time of the year, watching all of the different events with all of the different athletes. It is extremely exciting, and it exciting to be able to relate to some of those athletes. And just like the caller said, sometimes we may not be able to relate to athletes in such a way of I'm not an athletic person, but that doesn't mean that there's not a champion inside of me. You can be a champion in different areas of your life, and that is what this show is about, is, you know, how do we take that drive and that desire to keep on going, to keep on doing, to keep on accomplishing, even when everything around us has been either stripped or taken away. We have an example of Job in the Bible where, you know, Job was such a wealthy man, and he was the wealthiest man of his day in the area that he lived in. It was in the East. And he was attacked. You know, Satan had brought about all of these curses upon him, and he started losing everything that he gained, that he worked so hard for. And anybody in their right mind, after they lose their family, they lose their wealth, they lose friends, they lose their somewhat of their position in society, you know, we have people who kill themselves over less, that you know, commit suicide over less. And we wonder, you know, how do we have that spirit to keep on fighting, to keep on going, when Job could have quit? And he didn't quit. And even his friends came to him. They started to encourage him. But then after they sat around him for so long, they started blaming him for his own troubles. And sometimes when we're going through the troubles in life, we can begin to blame ourselves. We can begin to say, you know what, do I deserve this trouble? There's so much trouble that it's causing me to sit down. I don't want to get back up. Do I even dare get back up? And how can I recover after all of what happened to me? I'm older now, I'm just beginning, and I don't know how to do it again, or, you know, I don't have the resources that it takes to do it again. And we just can begin to wallow in the challenge, or wallow in our suffering. But I want you to know that you are not alone, and that, again, once you've fallen, we understand that it's hard to get back up. But God has so given you a spirit that all you have to do is get back up. Even Job, after losing everything, he was replenished of all of his resources. He was replenished of his family. God gave him twice as much, seven times as much as what he had in the beginning. All he had to do was continue to keep on keeping on. And that is what the show is about. How do you keep on keeping on even though you've had a setback? You know, going back to the Olympics, and we were talking about the young swimmer, the African-American young woman who was a swimmer, but there was also African-American young woman in the Olympics as a gymnast. Her name is Simone Biles, and she's won 19 Olympic and World Championship medals, and right now she's the most decorated gymnast in U.S. history. This young lady has come from setbacks and turmoil and challenges. Her mother was killed when she was young. She was raised by her grandparents, and, you know, she started in gymnastics at the early age. I think it was like 6 or 8. And even through her gymnastics career, she's encountered setbacks to where she had to sit out even the 2013 season or the 2014 season. She had set out the first part of the season, but even through all of what attempted to hold her back, all of the challenges that seemed like, you know what, just go ahead and give up. How are you going to compete against all of these people who have everything going for them? It seemed like they had everything going for them. It seemed like they were so ahead, just like the story of Job that we just shared. But through it all, she kept fighting. She kept getting up. She kept fighting, and has gone on to now again become the most decorated medalist in the United States. And so it doesn't matter what condition you're in. Instead of getting upset about your condition, we need to start praising God for our position. And so, you know, that's something that is a challenge for us sometimes in life. When we look around and we see our condition, we start to bemoan our condition. Oh, you know what, my car is broke down and, you know, it barely runs. I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough money for that. And instead of paying attention to the condition and even sometimes blaming others for the condition you're in, again, start thanking God for the position that you're in, that you even have a car that's getting you back and forth until you have to do something else, that you even have resources that are taking care of things that if you had no resources whatsoever would not be taken care of. And so you have to start having the spirit of a champion, the heart of a champion. When it's, you know, hard to believe things are going to work out, you have to be willing to wrestle for your blessing, wrestle with angels for your blessing. No matter what, we have so many different stories in the Bible that talks about, that just shares with us people in challenging situations, from Job to Joseph, even Naomi, the story of Naomi in the Bible. When we think about Naomi, whose name means joy, laughter, joy, full of goodness. Remember, Naomi was married, and she had her two sons, and they were living well, and the land that they were living in was being cursed. It was going through a famine, and so they moved to Moab. And when they moved to Moab, her husband died. Her sons married women from that nation, and they weren't supposed to marry women from that nation, but they did anyways. And her sons ended up dying. And so she went from having it all, having everything, being called blessed and joy of God, to where she felt like she had nothing. She had to leave the land that she had now sojourned in, and she had to go back home. But when she went back home, she felt like she was going home empty and empty-handed. How many times have any of you in life gotten somewhere where you think that you're now accomplished and all of a sudden you find yourself starting all over? But not only are you starting all over from scratch, you're starting all over from the beginning. And that can be such a fearful time for people. And in that time of fear, what happens is that if you allow that fear to overtake you, you will not get to where God has called you to be. Because no matter what you have in life, we know that God can replenish, as we heard in the story of Job. God can take everything that you've had and give it to you 12-fold. But you'll never walk into those things if you have fear. Some of the fears that can stop you is your fear of perception. Okay, now I'm starting all over. How am I going to do this? Again, I don't have the resources. I don't have what it takes. There's so many people out there in life who are further than I am. They may have just gotten out of school with better degrees or more knowledge, or they may be younger or have more energy, or what will people think knowing that I lost everything? I don't want everybody to know that I've lost everything, so I have to hide. Don't you know when you start worrying about what other people are thinking, that means you're not focused on the will of God for your life? Maybe you're afraid that now that you're starting all over, is God going to be with you? Is God really calling you out here to this desert place where you feel like you have nothing? Is God really with me? Maybe you feel like, is God going to provide for you? And now that I lost everything, how am I going to keep my car? How am I going to keep my house? How am I going to take care of my kids? There's so many different fears that can stop you. Maybe you feel like I'll never get the same type of money that I had before, or I'll never get the same type of position that I had before. Whatever the fear may be, just remember that when God is on your side, there's nothing that can stop you. Some of the things that try and get a hold of us when we're starting all over, or we're starting from the beginning, or we've fallen and we feel like we can't get up and we feel like we can't move, the reasons why we don't move is because we begin to feel discouraged. We feel like we're inadequate. We just talked about that. Sometimes we feel like we fall into this area of depression. You're depressed now that you feel like you've lost everything. And when we go from depression, we start beginning to feel like we're defeated. I'm beat down. There's no way I can get back up. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? And when we feel like we're defeated, we start to feel inferior to others. We just talked about that. So-and-so has a better degree. So-and-so is younger. Look at Michael Phelps, who's in the Olympics. And he's swimming against all of these young kids coming after him. He could be feeling like he's inferior right now, but he's not. He's actually winning. But how many times have you felt inferior to somebody that you felt like had more or could be better? And when we start to feel inferior, we walk around with a lack of confidence. And don't you know that people can smell a lack of confidence from far off? They see you coming. They smell you coming. There's a certain smell when you have that lack of confidence. When you walk into a room, people can identify you right away, and the wolves will attack. The wolves will attack. So you tell yourself, how, now that I know all of these different areas of when I fall down, the different challenges and pitfalls of falling down, how do I make sure that I get back up? How do I stay motivated? One of the things that you have to do is you have to keep moving. My mentor said something that has stuck with me to this day. He said, death does not overcome you, or death cannot take you unless you quit moving. The only time death wins is when you quit moving. And that was so profound, and it may seem so simple, but it is so profound. Death doesn't win until a person quits moving. So you have to keep moving in order to stay motivated, in order to not fall into those pitfalls of being discouraged, being depressed, being defeated, feeling inferior, that lack of confidence. Stay moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Just like we talked about Mo Farah. He got back up. He fell. He could have stayed down, but he got back up. Even in falling, it didn't take him too long to get back up. And a lot of times when we fall, we're so embarrassed. We want to sit there and we want to lay there. We want sympathy from others. We want other people to help us up. Because we're so embarrassed. We just lost. But he didn't allow losing to even take a hold of his mind. He got back up and kept on moving. Now, I didn't say he didn't allow moving to come into his mind. I said he didn't allow moving to take a hold of his mind. And that is the key. You have to make sure that you don't allow the spirit of death to overtake you. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Even if you have to create new circumstances, even if you have to create new things to do, new habits, keep on moving. And you have to be deliberate. You have to be determined to continue to fight. although Naomi, we talked about Naomi, she could have stayed in Moab. She could have, even when she went back to her own town, her own home country, she could have laid down. Of course, they had to take care of her because she was a widow. But instead of just leaning on her family, she had her daughter, and they took up the rights of widow and poor people. They took up those rights, and she sent her daughter-in-law out to glean in the fields. And when her daughter-in-law was gleaning, she started gleaning in one of the richest man's fields of that time, which was Boaz, who also happened to be a family member of Naomi. And Ruth ended up marrying him. And I'm saying all this to say that you never, ever know where your journey is going to end. But you have to continue to fight. You have to continue to move. And that's what's going to cause you to be a champion. You have to be determined. Your desire to live has to be greater than your habit of dying. What makes a champion? Not that person who just stands up on the field at the end and gets the gold medal. That's not the champion. The champion is them when they were fighting, doing all of that training, even when it hurt, even when they had so many other things that they wanted to do, even when they didn't feel like doing it. That is what caused them to be able to stand in the end. We all want to stand on the end and get the medal, but do we win a fight when the fight comes? You know, I recently started working out, and I don't know how many of you have recently started working out, and I tell you, my trainer kicks my butt. He kicks my patootie. And I'm like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. But when he's training me, I have to. In order to get the end result, I have to be willing to fight through all of the pain, all of the suffering, so that I can rejoice in the end. And that's what being a champion is about. Rejoicing in the end after you've gone through the pain and suffering. In order to become great, you have to be willing to go through that pain and suffering. We look at people and we say, oh, wow, I want to be like them. They own their own business. They look like they haven't made. But believe you me, they had to fight in order to get where they are today. Somebody had to fight in order to get there. And in order to stay there, they have to keep fighting. In the Olympics, you know, we see the people and we're like, oh, they're the best of the best. But that best of the best is competing to be the best. And they had to fight continuously, and they're still fighting to place in the Olympics and to receive a medal. But it all started with a dream. It all started with a vision. It all started with a thought that was nurtured. And that thought of being a champion, that thought of being, of reaching a goal, somebody had to nurture that thought. Somebody had to protect that thought. And there were times that even those athletes had doubts. Remember we talked about Mo Farah when he fell. He doubted when he fell. He was like, oh, this might be the end of my journey. How many times in your life have you started doubting yourself? Doubting that champion that lies within you. You have to remember who you are no matter what comes against you in life. You have to remember that you are called to a purpose, that there's a fighter in you, that there's a champion in you. Remember what God has called you to. And with that, we are going to end our show for this evening. I thank you for listening and tuning in to Woman to Woman. I hope that you have enjoyed The Heart of a Champion, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Woman to Woman.
Woman. Songs of love.